When you travel and you need a place to stay, most of us make a choice. A hotel room or, increasingly, a space in someone else's home or apartment. But the line between those two options is blurring. And now, hotel chains and home sharing sites are eyeing each other's turf, as NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
The array of places for travelers to stay keeps expanding, ranging from a yurt in Utah's Zion backcountry to a mansion overlooking the Amalfi Coast to the standard double queen room. Lorraine Cilio is Senior Vice President of Research for Focusrite, which tracks the travel industry. She says the lines between hotels and homestays are changing.
You really do need to think of it as lodging, because that is where this convergence is happening. And I don't think we're going to have these definitions a few years from now.
Just this week, Marriott and Airbnb offered two stark examples of this. Marriott is expanding its luxury home rental business, and Airbnb said it would develop 10 floors of Rockefeller Center to offer a hotel-like service. Already, search engines like Expedia and Booking.com display both hotel rooms and short-term rentals side by side in their search results.
Consumers are just getting more and more inventory and more choice at all different price points.
Marriott's latest move is focused exclusively on high-end properties, lavish glass houses with infinity pools, or Caribbean island villas overlooking blue oceanfront. Marriott's rental inventory is 2,000 homes, tiny compared to Airbnb's 6 million rental properties or 2 million on Expedia.
When you travel and you need a place to stay, most of us make a choice. A hotel room or, increasingly, a space in someone else's home or apartment. But the line between those two options is blurring. And now, hotel chains and home sharing sites are eyeing each other's turf, as NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
The array of places for travelers to stay keeps expanding, ranging from a yurt in Utah's Zion backcountry to a mansion overlooking the Amalfi Coast to the standard double queen room. Lorraine Cilio is Senior Vice President of Research for Focusrite, which tracks the travel industry. She says the lines between hotels and homestays are changing.
You really do need to think of it as lodging, because that is where this convergence is happening. And I don't think we're going to have these definitions a few years from now.
Just this week, Marriott and Airbnb offered two stark examples of this. Marriott is expanding its luxury home rental business, and Airbnb said it would develop 10 floors of Rockefeller Center to offer a hotel-like service. Already, search engines like Expedia and Booking.com display both hotel rooms and short-term rentals side by side in their search results.
Consumers are just getting more and more inventory and more choice at all different price points.
Marriott's latest move is focused exclusively on high-end properties, lavish glass houses with infinity pools, or Caribbean island villas overlooking blue oceanfront. Marriott's rental inventory is 2,000 homes, tiny compared to Airbnb's 6 million rental properties or 2 million on Expedia.
When you travel and you need a place to stay, most of us make a choice. A hotel room or, increasingly, a space in someone else's home or apartment. But the line between those two options is blurring. And now, hotel chains and home sharing sites are eyeing each other's turf, as NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
The array of places for travelers to stay keeps expanding, ranging from a yurt in Utah's Zion backcountry to a mansion overlooking the Amalfi Coast to the standard double queen room. Lorraine Cilio is Senior Vice President of Research for Focusrite, which tracks the travel industry. She says the lines between hotels and homestays are changing.
You really do need to think of it as lodging, because that is where this convergence is happening. And I don't think we're going to have these definitions a few years from now.
Just this week, Marriott and Airbnb offered two stark examples of this. Marriott is expanding its luxury home rental business, and Airbnb said it would develop 10 floors of Rockefeller Center to offer a hotel-like service. Already, search engines like Expedia and Booking.com display both hotel rooms and short-term rentals side by side in their search results.
Consumers are just getting more and more inventory and more choice at all different price points.
Marriott's latest move is focused exclusively on high-end properties, lavish glass houses with infinity pools, or Caribbean island villas overlooking blue oceanfront. Marriott's rental inventory is 2,000 homes, tiny compared to Airbnb's 6 million rental properties or 2 million on Expedia.